the verse 25 is describing the final conquering of Egypt, which included the Battle of Actium in 31 BC. And the king of the south at this point in verse 25 isn't one of the lineage of Ptolemy. It's Mark Antony that had come together with Lepidus and Caesar to form a triumphant, a three-party rule in Rome, and one of the purposes they came together was to avenge the assassination of Julius Caesar, and they both began, all three began to go after things in their own ways, and ultimately Mark Antony ends up in Egypt, and depending on which point of historical testimony you want to believe, he either falls in love with Cleopatra in such a way that he can't control himself, or perhaps, if you take the line of reasoning set forth by Leslie Harding and his historical references, he went down to Egypt and realized, well, if I marry Cleopatra, then I become the king of Egypt, which there's a logic to that that seems to make sense. But at this point in verse 25, the king of the south that the king is going to come against is Mark Antony. And in verse 26, 27, just build upon this story. It says, "Yea, they that feed of the portion of his meat shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow, and many shall fall down slain. And both these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table, but it shall not prosper, for the end shall be at the appointed time." What Uriah Smith and others will tell you is what's being described here is that the triumvirate, the three-party rule, the three-man rule in Rome that was set up after Julius Caesar between Lepidus, I think is his name, and Augustus Caesar and Mark Antony, they had come together to accomplish their task of controlling the world and working revenge against Julius Caesar's enemies. They'd sat at the same table and talked about doing mischief together, but they were lying to one another, and their lies weren't going to prosper. And ultimately, when Caesar comes into Egypt to deal with Mark Antony is destroyed, and when he's destroyed, he has his army in place to battle against another Roman army. They're both Roman armies, but he also has the Egyptian army of Cleopatra with him. And as they see the folly of fighting with Mark Antony, if I can say it this way, one by